This is Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 a.m.
You're on RCR, Real Talk with Rodney Hyde, Rally Check Radio. Send us a text at 2057. You'll recall we had a great interview with Wei and his colleague from Unitech. He's a senior lecturer in civil engineering at the Mount Albert branch of the Unitech. Good morning, Wei.
Good morning. Good morning, Rodney.
How's it going? You've got the big picture of what's happening in the Polytech. What's happening?
Well, basically, as you know, we're coming out of quite a disruptive period with the when we are hit under the Labor government, this so-called Te Pukenga merger. This year, our enrolments have bounced back slightly, which is good. I'm really more concerned about the overall long-term trends in vocational education, which I think the government and senior management are kind of not really addressing. And if I can give you some background on that.
Please.
About 10 years ago, Unitech, I'm just looking at Unitech, which is sort of like Unitech's the largest polytech in the country, so it provides a pretty good reflection of what's happening across the sector. So many listeners will be aware that the polytechnic sector has been struggling, especially over the past 10 years. So this is obviously reflected in the drop in revenue. And with polytechs, obviously the main source of revenue is students. If we look at domestic students, about 10 years ago, we had 9,000 domestic equivalent full-time students. This year, it's about 4,000 equivalent full-time students. Now, that was 12 years ago in 2012, where we had 9,000. Now, that wasn't just the peak. If we go back to 2001, we were on 6,400 domestic Fs. So we've got fewer domestic Fs this year than we had 23 years ago, even though I think Auckland's population has grown by about 30% since then. If we look at, say, just Māori and Pacifica students, 10 years ago we had 2,000 equivalent full-time students. This year it's about 1,000, and that's fewer than 1,200 in 2001. So this appears to be obviously a matter of concern, because if we don't have sufficient students getting a technical training, getting a vocational education training, obviously, that has impacts on further down the line in terms of productivity, in terms of obviously that relates directly to your economy, and also a whole lot of social issues that could arise from that. My colleague, Dr. Nigel Yee, who's in the electrical engineering department, he's had a look at some other stats. He's compared us with overseas. This is in 2020, so it's probably even worse now. We had about 30% of all upper secondary school students were going into a VET, a vocational education program in New Zealand. So that's about 30%. The average in the OECD, I'm not talking about the top, it's about 42%.
Whoa.
If you're looking at countries like, you know, very successful countries, obviously, like Germany, Switzerland, Singapore, they're the higher end, right? So we're at the, you know, we're doing quite poorly in terms of just the average, if you just compare us to the average of the OECD. So that's a major matter of concern, but I think that the problem is a lot of our senior management, a lot of government ministers, I'm not sure about Penny so much, but certainly the previous Minister of Education, we had Chris Hipkins there before, they seem not only to be sort of oblivious to the trend, but they don't seem to have any, they're oblivious to the trend. And when you raise it with them, they haven't even bothered really investigating it and finding out what the problem is. Now, is it because fewer people are simply going to tertiary education, or are more people going into other areas of study? I'll just give you a statistic that I was given, by a colleague. In New Zealand, he said that the most common broad field of upper secondary school leavers, they're getting qualifications. 29% of our students are going into qualifications in the humanities, right? That's compared to 6% across other OECD countries.
Wow, so no.
Yeah, so that could be, that could possibly be a reason, right? But I'm not putting down those qualifications, but I'm thinking if other countries can survive with 6% of your students doing these sorts of qualifications, why can't we? Especially when these sort of these types of qualifications may be kind of drawing away students from our sector, which is getting a trade, which is getting a becoming an engineer, becoming a nurse, or that sort of profession. So that's a real yes. So that's really the backdrop of what's happening in the tertiary sector, and I'm fearful now, given recent statements by our leaders, that their attitude is, oh, we're not going to try to address this problem. We're not going to try to investigate this problem. Instead, we're just going to manage its decline, right? So recently, you know, staff were quite alarmed by the fact that they're saying as staff leave the sector, they're not going to replace them. And I think that's kind of, they're anticipating further drops in enrollment. So I think that's going to be, it's not going to be good for the economy. It's not going to be good for society, because when you have possibly young people not getting a trade or a profession, they won't be able to get a good job. Because typically, if you get an engineering qualification, say, you get into a job, you step out into the marketplace, you get a job that's quite well paid.
Yes.
You've got a satisfying career. You can raise a family. You can hopefully buy a house sooner or later,
Yes.
But if that doesn't happen and students don't have that hope that they can get a good, a well-paid job and a satisfying trade, they do other things. So
it's so interesting, isn't it? Because politically we hear such a lot about the universities,
yep,
and we read such about them until we're sick of it.
Yeah.
But the polytechnic, you hear nothing about it. You know what I mean? It doesn't, it's not in your top of mind like, say, the university system is.
Yeah.
And I imagine that's the same for the politicians.
Yep.
And so this managed decline to our net long-term cost is going unremarked. And then one day we'll wake up and say, oh, what happened?
Right, exactly. And they say, it does appear in the media where you always, frequently hear stories, the vocational education sector is struggling. But what does struggling actually mean? It simply means you're not getting enough students. And if you're not getting enough students in these sorts of qualifications, surely that should raise alarm bells, in terms of...
Penny Simmons is interesting because she's the Minister of Tertiary Education Skills. I've just looked her up.
Yep.
And before the election, she was the chief executive of the Southern Institute of Technology down in Invercargill, which is a polytech.
Yep. Right.
So she should be someone who has experienced this decline.
I think, I don't have the figures at hand. I think Southland Institute of Technology sort of bucked the trend at the time and was doing quite well. And they, I think they ran some, at the time they ran some fees-free trades programs under her, which were quite well received by the people in that area.
But, I mean, I'm just trying to see when she came into Parliament. She came in 2020. So before that, she would have been in the Polytech Signal. And as you say, they ran a good campaign, but she must be awake to this problem, surely.
I think she might be. Generally, I think, Penny's been doing an okay job overall.
Yes.
One good thing she has done is to cancel the previous polytechnic merger, which was quite badly handled. We surveyed a lot of union members last year, and the verdict on Te Pukenga was just shocking, basically. There was a top-down centralisation of qualifications, which I'm not against centralisation of qualifications or getting some broad consistency, but it wasn't led by those who were in the trades or in the respective professions. So that was handled very poorly. There's a lot of money poured into it without any results at the grassroots.
Yes.
So to speak, there was a lot of money that went into management. I think I've previously told you there was they were about to spend 330 million on a new IT system, which Yeah, which would have achieved not very much, or we weren't sure what the goals of that were. So, but it was good that Penny's kind of put a stop to that. And basically, it's important, I think, in the polytechnic sector, that the polytechs serve their local communities. And if you have a top-down bureaucratic structure, that doesn't that can't be done so well. So, so I think maximum autonomy at the grassroots level, at the local level, I think is quite important. And you can still, even if you have that, you can still have broad scale collaboration across the country, but that doesn't necessarily require the kind of huge bureaucratic structure that Te Pukenga was in the process of becoming.
Yeah. Well, my three kids, one's just started high school, the other two at primary school, and I'm steering them towards the trades.
Oh, that's, I think they'll do very well if they go into the trades.
Well, you look at it and you think they go off to university these days and they come out useless. I mean, even the engineers that I've seen go and come out full of nonsense. And, and I always think too, I don't understand, like, you're a civil engineer and you can't drive a digger, or you're a electrical engineer and you can't solder something up. You know what I mean? You've got to actually have practical experience, and you don't get that sense these days. And they look like fish out of water on a job site, these engineers that walk around. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, I've had a story from before. I won't say what university, where a recently graduated engineer went and took a whole lot of soil samples from a site, but she forgot to record where she took those soil samples. But that's just anecdote. Yeah, that's just a story that you know, may not be true. But, you know, it could reflect some truth there, is that what you say? Yeah.
And that's, we've lost that practical people. What can we do to help, Wayne?
Well, basically, I think is to get the, just to make people aware, the public aware of this. And, like, we from the Te Pukenga, the Te Pukenga CE sent an email out the other day and said, we just want to, which basically admitted to that they want to manage the decline of the sector. So when we responded and we raised the concerns about enrolments and increasing revenue, which means increasing enrolments, right, in our business. And he just comes back and goes, oh, look, yeah, that's important as well, as though that's an afterthought, that's not important. There doesn't seem to be any, you've got, I don't know if it's, possibly the government and possibly, those in high positions, if you're running a business or any enterprise and your main source of revenue is in serious decline, surely it's your key responsibility to address that, or at least to understand the causes of that decline and fix them. But it appears that, oh, look, we're just going to not worry about this.
so sad. Wait, keep in touch.
Yep.
You've got an open invitation on my show.
Awesome.
Yeah. I love what you have to say, in the sense that you explain it to us very clearly and appropriately, and we support you 100% because the polytechnics, to me, are the heartbeat of our economy. Yep. And our society. And I couldn't give two figs about the university system, to be honest, but the polytechnics, they matter. And you're getting a very, very raw deal. Yep. Yep. And there's a total lack of leadership, both within the polytechs and within the government.
Yeah. I'm kind of optimistic. What's happening at the secondary school level, what I've heard anyway, I'm not too au fait with it, but what Erica Stanford's doing in terms of renewing a focus on maths and English and that, I think hopefully that sort of attitude will be reflected higher up in the, the high levels of education, because, education comes down to that. If you don't have your maths and your English, your communication skills, where are you going to go?
That's right. Yeah. You keep positive and keep strong and keep in touch. You're most
appreciate
welcome.
Appreciate it, Rodney.
Any update, you come on board. Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas. From great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more, the RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.